Hey, this is Jay, and today I'm just gonna make another short, quick audio message for all my prospective young home buyers out there that are thinking about buying, that are considering buying, that have heard many horror stories about people buying, and what I believe you should avoid. Now, we all have friends, we all have family, we all have loved ones, we have our parents that we reach out to give us advice. We have maybe our best friends, family friends, uncles, aunts, someone that we can sit down with, that we feel that we can trust, and ask them, hey, what do you think about the process or the idea of buying a home, right? I mean, it's common sense. I've asked mentors in the past what they think about businesses, etc., investments, and I take their opinions and I'm grateful for them, and it helps me make my decision. But being in this industry for so long and working with so many first-time home buyers, I've realized that there's a huge misconception. There's a lot of misinformation, there's a lot of myths, there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of people that are scared to move forward based on other people's bad experiences. Now, with that being said, here's my number one suggestion for you and your family if you're thinking about buying a house. Do your research on a seasoned, experienced real estate agent or broker. That's it. Now, I know you love your parents, and I know you love your friends and family, but they, whatever they do for a living, if your brother-in-law is a mechanic, don't ask him about qualifying for a mortgage loan. Ask him about the transmission, the sound your car is making, and he can help you with that. If your dad is a carpenter, don't ask him about what he thinks a good, mortgage loan company is if he doesn't do mortgage loans. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, a lot of people have been in situations where they try to buy a home and they use or they let someone that is not experienced, that is not seasoned, help them, and they have a lot of problems because that person that's helping them just doesn't understand the business, doesn't have experience, doesn't know enough to make it easy for them. See, The job of a real estate agent or broker is to make you owning a home simple. That's our job. You wake up every day, you go to work to do your job, right? That's what a good real estate agent is here to do. They wake up every day, and their job is to make your life easier when you attempt to buy a home. So my suggestion to you, my advice to you, my opinion to you, if you're interested, find find an experienced real estate agent with a track record of success that you can rely on and trust with the questions that you have. From credit repair to down payment assistance to applying for a mortgage loan to what they recommend. I mean, literally any question that you have, everything that you have unanswered. The number one thing that I hear is I don't know where to start. And a really good real estate agent should have the answer like that. And if you see that they have reviews where clients are happy, or if they were referred to you by someone that said, yeah, they're amazing, use them, trust them, believe in them. Look them up on HAR.com. That is the Houston Association of Realtors. A professional real estate agent is licensed through the state of Texas. They all have license numbers, and you can look them up. So the point that I'm making is do your research in the agent first, and then put your trust in that agent and allow them to guide you with the proper information to make the correct choices for you and your family. So what's the moral of this video note, this audio note that I'm making for you today, is don't believe the myths. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the fear information that's out there. Just because someone had a bad experience, that's not you. That's not your life. Don't let their negative past or their negative situation, which is unfortunate, and I don't wish that on anyone, but it happens. Don't let their negative way of attempting to buy a home affect your decision making. The point is this. Find someone that knows what they're doing. Put your trust in them. Do your research on that agent. Make sure they are professional and seasoned. And then allow them to do their job for, you know, to help you buy your home. All right. If this message provides you with any value, if this helps you in any way, do me a favor and share it with your friends and family, or share my podcast with your friends and family. The point of my podcast is so you can listen to this in the privacy of your own home. If you're embarrassed to call me, some people are shy, they're not sure, they want to do their own research. Well, that's what this podcast is for. Just to provide value to you as a consumer. And hopefully, God willing, you can get your family into a home sooner than later. Okay, so message me, call me direct. You can find me on Facebook at JB Selling Houston. You can email me at jbarrera@texanaproperties.com, or better yet, 24/7 at jbarrera.com. Message me here on this app, and I'm ready with information to help you make the easiest, fastest decision you can make. Google me, and then we'll touch base. Let me know. I'm here when you're ready. Research your agents. Put your trust in them. Get your family in a home. I appreciate you guys like always. Do me a favor and share my podcast. Appreciate it.